Macmillan Audio presents Writing on Empty, A Guide to Finding Your Voice, written and read by Natalie Goldberg. For Jacqueline West, 1,000 thank yous. Rose. A ripe pear cannot be young again. A horse has just so many years to live. Do not say anything. Let the past go. I reach my hand back through the leaves. No skull, no mouth. I left you in a yellow book. I left you on the backyard table. Why hold on anymore? Where is that silver pearl? No beach to swim, no sand, no luncheon counter. Still there is a taste of honey. And don't those petals forgive everything as they fall? Natalie Goldberg. Introduction. All the poets and writers, painters and musicians I knew stopped dead during COVID. None of us could create. For me, no cafe, library, or coffee shop, where I often write, was open. Many of the beautiful parks of my beloved New Mexico, its landscape, my wellspring, were also closed. I froze. I was miserable and vacant. I needed to separate from the house, the dishes, the phone calls in order to begin writing again. I was lost with no way home. Out of desperation, I decided to return to Port Townsend, a place where I had had 2 writing residencies. It was a place where I was happy. I rented a small apartment there to try to find myself again. On March 16th, 2022, I flew in to spend my first night in the new rental. I woke at 3 a.m., disoriented, went into the bathroom in the dark, and fell face first into the iron tub, my legs in the air. I hit my nose and forehead hard. Stunned, I wasn't sure I could get up. I pushed with both hands, found my feet on the ground, returned to bed, and sat upright, leaning against the wall, waiting for daylight. When first light came through the window, I ignored my throbbing head, grabbed my laptop, which was on the other end of the bed, and joined a writing group that a student of mine was conducting on Zoom. I'd never joined her group before, and I wrote 2 writing exercises with them. The writing was innocuous, but I wanted to write, to connect. I didn't write about what had just happened. After the Zoom session, I closed the computer and said, "Okay, I'm ready to drive to urgent care." I made my way there slowly in the rented car, not daring to look at myself in the rearview mirror. The nurse took one look at me, ordered a wheelchair, and rolled me to the emergency section of the hospital across the way. After receiving an MRI and X-rays 3 hours later, the doctor on call pronounced, "Nothing broken and no blood in your brain," and wrote a prescription for physical therapy. Driving home, I passed the food co-op. "My fridge is empty," I thought, and turned into the parking lot. I wore a mask, thinking no one could see me. No one would recognize me. But as I headed back to my car, groceries in hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?